brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stefan Molyneux is our guest, author, researcher. We're going to talk to Stefan for 10 hours. Got a bunch of economic news, geopolitical news, environmental news, a lot of hardcore information coming up. And I've also got a list of points I want to go over before this next hour ends. But in the 4 minutes we've got left, Stefan, I want to thank you for joining us, A. B, other points that you see on the horizon for 2011. Do you think that the awakening, that we can really say 2010 was the year of the awakening? Or do you think I'm wrong on that point?
I think that we are still in the process of awakening. Obviously, it's not a sort of bookended black and white deal. I think that the amount of energy that we need to pursue, that we need to invest in waking people up has never been greater. I think 2011 is going to be a make or break year. I mean, there is obviously momentum in the downward movement. We need to try and get people to wake up. On the plus side, people are getting enough empirical evidence and emotional uneasiness about where the system is. Everybody gets deep down that the current system is completely unsustainable, particularly with the explosion in astounding deficits over the past two years. Since the wars began. So people get mathematically, fundamentally, you don't have to be a PhD in mathematics to know that we are in a completely unsustainable situation. Everybody understands this. The unemployed, tragic though it is a wake-up call. You know, the system is no longer working for you. Middle-class incomes have stagnated or declined since the 1970s, since we went off the residuals of the gold standard, and which is entirely predictable. People get that the dollar has lost over 90% of its value since the Fed came in. Ron Paul, in talking about auditing the Fed, is waking people up to the fact that they swim in this ocean of fantasy money, which is bleeding away their resources. So the fact that there's so much evidence that we're not talking about an island over the horizon that we're afraid of hitting. It's within sight.
That's right. We're here, and that was the point I was trying to make. To quantify it, I'm saying I see 2010 as the time when the momentum began to shift, and I saw a greater amount of awakening in that 1 year than I'd seen in the previous 10. So I see that as a quantum acceleration. But also, I see the gun coming out of the holster, as you said, where the Secretary of Defense openly says last week, I don't care what the American people want, or if 65% are against the Afghan war, it's going to continue. I mean, they're really being more brazen.
Yeah, and what have we always heard? If you have nothing to hide, you should not be afraid of scrutiny. Well, of course, with WikiLeaks, we can turn that exact same question back to the government and say, if you have nothing to hide, why are you afraid of some scrutiny? And the government can, of course, rifle through our bank accounts and our internet activities and our health records and anything else that you can imagine, or our tax records. But the moment we turn that light back on the government, they start calling for the assassination of a foreign national who has broken no U.S. laws. They're calling for a hit. This is something out of a mafia movie, and it's gone without significant comment in the mainstream media. A hit has been called out for on Julian Assange. That is kind of a thing that once you see it and once you point it out, you can't really go back to the cuddly government that's just interested in protecting you from dangerous people overseas. So I think that the violence, the hysteria, the aggression, the panic, and the disasters are accumulating to such a degree that when you say the system is fundamentally broken, people will agree. Now, when you say it's fundamentally unrepairable, people still have a problem, but at least they know that something has to change, and they also don't want it to change for the worse. We still have enough residual of classical liberalism, of libertarianism, of, you could say, even the ancient Greek devotion to personal liberty. We have enough of that residual left that we can still turn it around, but we really have to get behind this wheel and push and push and push.
Stefan Molyneux, I want to do 3-4 minutes with you on the other side, because I want you to really be able to boil down your political view, because when you call yourself a classical liberal, that's what I call myself, a modern conservative will think then that we're communist. I mean, they've really changed the terms. So I want to get down to terms and language.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Stefan Molyneux is our guest in just a few more minutes. And then we're going to get into the economy, a smattering of other really important news, including these reports that are up on the Drudge Report. In fact, guys, I hit print on these. Will you grab them out of the printer for me? Thank you. 100 young people ransack store, mall closed, tumult, plan promoted on social media sites. There's also just all sorts of unrest and craziness increasing all over the world. Drudge is also linked to our story asking, are the 20 miles of dead fish and the thousands of dead birds raining out of the sky connected to government testing? Well, that'd be my number one guess. That's our number one suspects. I mean, if government's just engaged in secret radiological, chemical, biological testing over and over and over again, then why would we not look at them as the number one culprit? But going back to Stefan, and if he just joined us, he's an author. He's written on truth, tyranny of illusion, universally preferable behavior, irrational proof of secular ethics, real-time relationships, logic, love, everyday anarchy. It goes on from there. The website's freedomdomainradio.com. Our websites, of course, are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. But, again, if you read 1984, he was just covering and putting down in fiction what he'd already witnessed, working for government, working for communist, working for BBC, working for the Imperial Police in India. And George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair, or vice versa, you know, he wrote about destroying the language, reducing it down to where basically humans just make noise, you know, 5 or 6 noises like a chimpanzee or like a cow. And now I see the studies out all over the world. The language is shrinking. People can't communicate. They take it as threatening if you can form complex ideas. But I don't think humanity is irrevocably broken. But when you say something like, you know, a classical liberal, the average dumbed-down mainline conservative, who isn't conservative at all, they love the big defense budgets, they love it all, they think that means you're saying you're a communist, when a classical liberal is the opposite, aren't they?
There's no word left that hasn't been polluted by statism through which you can describe yourself as a freedom lover. So if you say, well, I'm a pacifist in that I oppose the initiation of force, then people think that you just want to lie down and have people go through your pockets and you're not into self-defense. So you can't use that. You can't use anarchist because then people associate that with idiots throwing bombs in malls, as you say, and there's not any particular coherence to that, even though people like Noam Chomsky call themselves anarchists. That's just not how the media portrays it. If you call yourself a liberal, people think that you're into big government programs. If people think you're conservative, then people think that you want government to restrict gay marriage or whatever. So we've really been crowded out of the discourse, which is why I simply say I'm a philosopher. There are certain conclusions that I accept as a result of the rational application of philosophy. So I try not to describe my conclusions because I don't want to be identified by the conclusions. Like if you're a biologist, you don't say, well, I'm a Darwinist, right? You just say, well, I accept certain theories of evolution that are scientifically valid or whatever. So you don't want to, I think I really try to avoid identifying myself by my conclusions, right? That I accept that a state and society is the only rational and consistent application of the non-aggression principle. There's no group of human beings that you can fence off and give virtually limitless power to and not have it turn out badly. I mean, that's just not a good idea at all. It's not how people organize neighborhood blocks. Like if they want to protect the neighborhood, they don't just give a tank and a bomber and an army to some guy on the street corner and say, well, you take care of it all, because they know that that's going to end up badly. So I try to avoid conclusions. What I try to do is to say, well, I'm a philosopher, I accept reason, I accept evidence, and therefore, this is where it leads. And hopefully people will start thinking along those lines. But yeah, you're right, there's no word left that you can describe. People say, what are you? As I don't know, carbon-based life forms, the best I can come up with. So you're right, the language has been really polluted, and that is it's a great challenge for people.
I mean, I find myself every day, I say I'm exposing the left-right paradigm, because if you can shatter that and show how they divide us from each other so that we can be played off against each other instead of going after the actual social engineers, those that seek to limit knowledge, those that seek to dumb us down so we're more easily managed. But then to even communicate with the general public, I have to use left-right paradigm terms right. To then even introduce them to new ideas. And again, I don't even claim to have that sophisticated of a worldview. I just know that the direction we're going in is absolutely destructive by any historical, common sense, philosophical perspective. Stefan, it was great talking to you. I look forward to talking to you again in the near future. Good to have you here with us as one of the first guests in 2011.
Thank you so much, Alex, and a very happy new year to you and to all of your guests. And let's make this the year where we gain real traction and begin to really turn this thing around in a powerful way. And it's really important that people act decisively and concertedly and intelligently, because if it's not us, who is it going to be? And if it's not now, when is it going to be? The time is running out. So thank you so much for the conversation. I really do appreciate it.
Stefan, great having you with us. As John Connor says, if you're listening to my voice, you are the resistance. Look in the mirror, folks. That's who's going to fix it. And Hollywood puts these archetypes in our minds that it's got to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger or, you know, some type of Atlas character, some type of, you know, all-powerful Hercules archetype that is going to vanquish the slathering Hydra. That's not how it works. It starts small, little steps, little things, but almost harmonically just continuing to push forward, continuing. I mean, look how powerful it is if a woman keeps henpecking you, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's basically what it's like, is billions of us just pecking, you know, death by a trillion cuts on the globalist. And what cuts them is pulling them down, not worshiping them, pointing out how ridiculous they are, pointing out how corrupt they are, pointing out how destructive they are, pointing out how much hypocrisy they have. And first is just getting past your fear and not being in awe. You're a government, you know, person in a toilet attendant uniform. I will fall down and worship you. No! No, no, no. You're some corporate chief. I'm not going to fall down and worship you. Okay. Now, I wanted to get into economic news, and I got some really serious news that I've known has been going on for about a month, along with other censorship, but that I wasn't 100% sure of. But now we've done our own test. I've talked to family that saved it. I've talked to others, and the emails, I mean, just Jaron saw two this morning without even looking. I mean, they're just pouring into this office, and it deals with conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura, and there's no doubt there's a new level. There's actually three levels of censorship. We've only covered one here. I want to cover the second and third layer of the cake. We kept saying, I can't believe this made it on air. I can't believe that. Well, it didn't, okay? It didn't. They're phasing it out. They've banned shows, and now it's gotten worse. And that shows you the truth is affected with the globalists. I think the globalists kind of arrogantly said, let it on. It's too late for them anyways. They don't care. But then they saw the top ratings. Well, I'll tell the whole story in the next segment. And I got some other important news I want to cover. And I got an interesting video we're going to be playing here as well. But before we go any further, I played back at the start of the last hour, George Soros from a year ago on the Financial Times of London website, a video interview saying we got to get rid of the U.S. dollar slowly. We got to bring in global government. We got to bring in a global government currency. He talked about how that would be done, how China needs to be the owner of the U.S. And now they are the biggest owner of our debt. Next, the private Federal Reserve. I mean, you can see the method to their madness. And then it continues. China backs Spain to emerge from crisis. That's Sydney Morning Herald. China's now buying up Europe. Foreign banks are buying up Greece. It's all done through fraud. U.S. yield spread falls below the rest of the world. Now foreigners don't want U.S. corporations and U.S. government treasury notes. That's out of Bloomberg. Very serious developments. And sure enough, silver well above $30 an ounce. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up with a silver update. We were unable to get Kaiser on Friday with phone problems. But we're going to get Kaiser on the next few days with a silver update. Ted, give us an update on silver hurtling towards an all-time record right now.
Well, it sure is, Alex. I mean, right now, silver's seen a peak today of $31.22 an ounce. Last time I was on the air with you, Alex, silver was 22 times more expensive, 22 times more expensive than silver was back when silver was used as money here in the United States. That only dates back to 1964, really the separation in 1971. Now we are 24 times as much money as it used to take when we had constitutional money here. It all reflects what's going on with the United States dollar and how fast it's falling. I mean, just today, the Fed stepped in and bought $7.79 billion more dollars of U.S. treasuries to help fill that mandate of $600 billion by June.
And to put that in layman's term, the Zimbabwean, Weimarian acceleration towards, you've seen 90-plus percent devaluation in the dollar in the last 97 years. Now in the next year, you're going to see, you know, the final 10% run out.
Yeah, and that's right, Alex. And you know what? You'd think that the Federal Reserve would buy it from the Treasury, but they're not. They're buying it through Goldman Sachs, and they're buying it through J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, that way they get a profit. I mean, it's just total swindling.
It is. I mean, they're taking our money, and they're just cheating us, and then they charge us interest, and they're just driving us right into the toilet. And the silver's reflecting it. It's obvious.
Well, Ted, let me stop you. You bought a mega, massive amount of silver when they drove it down to 27. How long till you run out of the silver halves and silver round 1 ounces? How long before you've got to go up to the $31 level?
Well, Alex, I can tell you what. I'm holding my prices till midnight tonight. I think one of the best buys out there is $2,415 for that survival bag of dimes. You know, we have small 1 ounce silver coins, everything. Alex, your videos right now, still $97.
Yeah, you got three free videos, free shipping. when you pay $97 for three silver dollars. Do the math, folks. You're not going to get three silver dollars, you know, anywhere and get all that on top of it. It's $60 for free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Stay there, Ted. I want to talk more about this.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Watson and I just rushed out an article today that only has 15 or so examples of declassified U.S. government chemical biological testing on the American people. But I'm going to get Watson to add Project Shad that went into the 1990s, examples of U.S. and British troops being nerve gassed, There's a lot of other hardcore examples, especially now because the Drudge Report is linked to it in red. This is a great chance to educate people. We've also got Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, posted the full film for free at the bottom of it, so all these people that aren't aware of this can get informed. We do need to add a description, though, of Endgame as a history of government, you know, lethal testing so that people know what they're about to see. So I'm trying to get a hold of Watson right now, so I'm intercomming him on the radio live so we can get some of that stuff added to it. In fact, send your mainstream news articles about declassified chemical and biological testing on people to showtips@infowars.com. I know there's thousands of them, and we'll just add a few dozen at the bottom of the article because this story is getting a lot of attention. Going back to Ted Anderson, then I'll get into the conspiracy theory being censored and a lot of other news. Ted, talking to you here in the new year, look, I had Rolling Stone magazine here, and since they talked to George Norrie about me and he talked about it, I'll go ahead and talk about it now. But I wasn't going to talk about it until it actually got published, but whatever. They were here, and they were asking me, you know, why do you promote gold? And I said, well, look, I've been promoting gold since it was $300 an ounce or less. I've been promoting silver since it was $5 an ounce, and look, it's gone up. I believe in it. I know it's a real commodity. I know that they're devaluing the currency. So it's only a matter of time till these until these commodities go up. And so I still believe $31 an ounce for silver is low, $1,400 an ounce for gold is low. Now, we'll see who's right. But for 10 years, in fact, let's put on screen for folks. Matt found a really good one last week, 10-year gold chart. It's parabolic, and it's reaching that point where it goes straight up now. Again, this is not brain surgery. This is not rocket science. This is common sense. And so that's why I feel really good promoting gold and silver, not just because it's a great store of wealth and a way to protect yourself from inflation, but also because Ted has the best prices out there. Ted, tell folks about your silver offers and gold offers today.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the best silver offer that we have, Alex, is $97, 3-year videos, $3 silver shipped. At $97 total. I mean, that, you just can't beat that. We take credit cards for it. There's a whole long list of things. I mean, the Walking Liberty halves are at 1482. Lakota Nations are at 39. The bags of silver, that survival bag of dimes, 2415.84. Of course, we carry Engelhard bars, Johnson and Mathey. I mean, there's, you know, if you want silver eagles, I mean, there's just a whole long list of things.
And you've always got the regular price set to the market that's great and very competitive, but the time machine is available in these radio specials on whatever you got at the lower price. Instead of going up, you hold that price. They get the time machine, their silver and gold purchase. That's what makes Midas Resources so special that nobody can top. Tell them you want to hear the radio specials to take advantage of that. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And you do have the deal where they can get Endgame on DVD with all the extras, Fall the Republican Obama Deception with free shipping. So that's over a $60 discount right there when they buy the $3 silver for for $97. Correct, Ted?
Yeah, that is right. And I you just can't beat that. I mean, it's like you get the information that is going to help bring down this horrific system that seems to be eating us alive, and you get silver at the same time. I don't know how you can beat that mix, Alex.
You can't beat it. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. And I would say buy gold and silver from Ted. It makes the network possible, but quite frankly, these deals, there's not really any profit to speak of. I guess on a few of the deals, a tiny 1-3% markup, but since the market's already gone up, that's not really the case. These are Ted's loss leaders we do here, and they're great deals. It's now time to start moving, at least putting your toe in the water for gold and silver. If you're purely in the stock market or purely in bonds, you're crazy, in my opinion. I am completely not in the stock market and not in bonds, and I'm completely in gold and silver. And let me tell you, thank God we've done that because it's allowed us to expand this operation against the globalist. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us. There's a lot of other specials, but when they call, just tell them it's the Alex Jones special, correct?
Yep, that's right.
All right, 800-686-2237. Silver way above 31. It's got to be scaring J.P. Morgan and others that have been in there manipulating the market. People are continuing to belly up to the bar on silver. Same thing on gold, 800-686-2237. We'll be right back with a ton of key intel on government censorship, you name it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It seems like every few months, a maid who works for Jeb Bush or Marvin or George W. or George Herbert Walker gets run over in their parking lot, or their dead body gets found out on the beach in front of the house, and or another lady down in Houston says George W. raped her, and then she blows her head off a few days later. Well, Fox News reports cops have found a former Bush aide. He was murdered, found in a landfill. Well, they just had Fahmy Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner. They found dead cops, you name it, in landfills in Arkansas with their arms and legs chopped off. And Fahmy Malik would say they did it to themselves. That only works in Monty Python, the Holy Grail, I think. It's just a scratch. A man who fought to get the Vietnam Veterans Memorial built and served in two Bush administrations was murdered, Delaware police say. John P. Wheeler III, 66, was found dead in Delaware landfill, and his death has been ruled a homicide by Newark, Delaware police. They're asking the public for leads in the case. Was he just robbed by somebody, or did something else happen? Or did somebody want to bury some facts with charities? Wheeler's body was found in Wilmington on Friday after a disposal truck containing his body made pickups in Newark. Wheeler, who lived in Newcastle, was chairman of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund during Ronald Reagan era. He also held many high-profile government positions after graduating from West Point in 1966. He was an experienced business turnaround consultant. Police believe Wheeler's body had been placed inside one of the bins in Newark before a disposal truck arrived. So there you have it. Here's a new report by Jason Douglas. Great job, Jason Douglas. I did see this up on the Drudge Report today from Mainstream News, but he's broke it down, the fact that it's connected to global warming umbrella. That's their cover. Germany hides spy satellite under global warming umbrella, undertaking a costly project with an immense scope. Like next-generation spy satellites, cannot be done in private. The vast amounts of money involved in these state-of-the-art endeavors make secrecy next to impossible. This is why the current modus operandi is to cloak large-scale, conventional, controversial projects as private commercial ventures with a specific scientific focus, like media buzz term, global warming. WikiLeaks has exposed yet another of these clandestine projects by releasing diplomatic cables showing the involvement of at least one German agency, the BND, an intelligence service, launching spy satellites under the name of global warming satellites. Well, yeah, that's how they introduced in Australia and the U.S. that local police would be using spy satellites now that we paid for to fight the Ruskies. They go, oh, it's for the earth. It's to stop fires, wildfires. The next we learn they're watching your wife suntan in the backyard. Interesting article by Jason Douglas. Get that out to folks from Infowars.com. Germany hides spy satellite under global warming umbrella. Okay, I said I would get to this. And, you know, when you actually get censored yourself, it's hard to believe. I'll never forget in 1999, Shamrock Communications, they own like 50-something radio stations, 30-something newspapers, medium-sized company. I was getting top ratings for 98.9 FM here in Austin, and making them a lot of money, and I was getting paid almost nothing because I didn't have an agent, didn't know radio. I just wanted to reach people. And Jay Leno talked about me for some reason, made a joke. And a bunch of BBC came and interviewed me. We were getting a lot of attention. And so the general manager of all the outfit flew down, and he came into the office, and they had a consultant there, and they said, you're going to cover sex and relationships now. And I said, but it's 98.9 FM, First Amendment at its best. And I go, not anymore. Next week, it's just going to be called talk radio, because they had new management then at the local station. And I said, well, what am I not allowed to talk about? And they said, no more Bill Clinton, no more Waco, no more Delta Force, no more New World Order. And by the way, don't talk about Governor George W. Bush. And I went, wow. And I found out right before Mark Kiesker left to go run the YMCA, he was the good guy that hired me, along with a former radio guy by the name of Sharkman was his radio handle, who'd actually been syndicated all over the country and was actually a radio person, and called me. They saw me on Access, said, you got talent, you want a show. Boom, of course, it was successful. But they told me no more of this stuff. And about a week later, they said, you're still talking about this stuff. And I said, well, I told you in the meeting I can't shut up about these issues. And this is, I do this for passionate reasons. And the guy slapped me, I mean, pretty hard, like, oh, yeah. And it kind of hurt. And I almost punched him. Big fat guy. Looked like Ron Jeremy. I almost punched him right there. I mean, but I controlled myself because I wanted to reach the people and defeat the New World Order. I mean, I'll go through a mile of you-know-what to fight the globalist. I'll put up with any amount of humiliation. He slapped me. He's like, hey, you're not going to be talking like that no more. I mean, almost like that. And I was like, he was an East Coast guy. And I said, okay. Because I knew to at least be passive-aggressive enough to just go, okay, and then keep doing what I was going to do. You know, kind of like the Japanese do. Just, you know, they'll let your produce come in from a foreign country. They just let it rot on the dock. So I let it rot on the dock, and like 10 weeks later, they fired me and got off on it and tried to get me to blow up. And of course, here I am today. What failures that Ron Jeremy lookalike is. So all of that happened. And I still couldn't believe it. By the way, the day they fired me, the BBC was there again to interview me. And they yelled at me and laughed at me and said, get your stuff and get out of here, and did it all in front of the media. And I knew I was telling the truth and fighting the globalists, and I wasn't worried about it. I'd already started doing a show over satellite that was being picked up by stations. So I'd already, you know, started a new operation. It's the information that can't be stopped. It's the signal. And then Ventura's show was going to air last year, and Ventura and I privately did not believe it was going to air. The global warming special proving it was a fraud before Climategate had even broken. The world population reduction plans of Maurice Strong. But then when it did air, Ventura and I decided it had to be, it got under the radar. And then they started having their stuff robbed and their stuff broken into and threats and things they don't want me to talk about because it's private. And all of this craziness went on. And then their police state episode aired once, normally airs more than 50 times in the next year. Should have already aired more than 10 times since November. They banned it, disappeared it. Then they are not airing the JFK as much. They're not airing the Wall Street very much. And people who believe in DVRs, people who think they're great, I told you many years ago, they watch what you watch, they track what you watch. Many of them have microphones and cameras built in. All the new video games coming out have it. And they track everything you're doing. Now that's admitted. First got admitted 4 years ago, Janet Jackson malfunction. And they reported, oh, you know, TiVo, 2.2 million rewinds, replays within 1 minute of it happening. And the Chicago Tribune asked, how do you know that? So that's what's going on here. That's what's happening. And I got to get to this next video, but when we come back in the final segment, I'll tell you the latest censorship dealing with this. But I barely got time to get to this now. This is from the 1970s. It's a Orson Welles piece from Plato's The Cave. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can see it. It's called The Cave, How Man is Controlled. And it describes, and I'd read Plato back in college, but I'd forgotten about it. It describes everything I've gone through. Once you've been out of the cave, you don't care about laurels or awards, or you just care about the truth and the wonderment of life, and you passionately want to unlock people who've been in the mind control system. And this was written 2,300 plus years ago by Plato. And imagine how you can take the cave wall with the puppets for television. All these years later, how perfectly the cave describes the mechanism that has captured, deceived and diverted us from what's important and real about humanity. Real life has been arrested in our modern day. Instead, television and other forms of bread and circus present to us imitations of life that we learn to take on as our role models and heroes. Think about sports. Think about fashion. These are all shadows on the cave wall. The world is so much bigger. And if I can just get people to think outside the box, I've done my job. Here it is, Plato's The Cave.
Let me show in a parable to what extent our nature is enlightened or unenlightened. Envision human figures living in an underground cave with a long entrance across the whole width of the cave. Here they have been from their childhood and have their legs and necks chained so that they cannot move and can only see before them, being prevented by the chains from turning their heads around. Above and behind them, a fire is blazing at a distance. They see only their own shadows, which the fire throws on the opposite wall of the cave. For how could they see anything but the shadows if they were never allowed to move their heads? Between the fire and the prisoners, there is a raised way and a low wall built along the way like the screen which puppet players have in front of them over which they show the puppets. You see men passing along the wall carrying all sorts of articles which they hold projected above the wall, statues of men and animals made of wood and stone and various materials. Of the objects which are being carried in like manner, they would only see the shadows. And if they were able to converse with one another, would they not suppose that they were naming what was actually before them? And suppose further that there was an echo which came from the wall. Would they not be sure to think when one of the passers-by spoke that the voice came from the passing shadows? To them, the truth would be literally nothing but the shadows of the images. And now look again and see what will naturally follow if one of the prisoners is released. At first, when he is liberated and compelled suddenly to stand up and turn his head round and look towards the light, all this would hurt him and he would be much too dazzled to see distinctly those things whose shadows he had seen before. And then conceive someone saying to him that what he saw before was an illusion. But that now, when he's approaching nearer to reality and his eyes turn toward more real existence, he has a clearer vision. What will be his reply? And you may further imagine that his instructor is pointing to the objects as they pass and requiring him to name them. Will he not be perplexed? Will he not think that the shadows which he formerly saw are truer than the objects which are now shown to him? And suppose once more that he is reluctantly dragged up a steep and rugged ascent and held fast until he is forced into the presence of the sun itself. When he approaches the light, his eyes will be dazzled, but he will not be able to see anything at all of what are now called realities. He will require to grow accustomed to the sight of the upper world. And first he will see the shadows best. Next, the reflections of objects in the water, and then the objects themselves. Then he will gaze upon the stars and the spangled heavens and the light of the moon. He will see the sky and the stars by night. Last of all, he will be able to see the sun. And not mere reflections of it in the water, but he will see the sun in its own proper place and not in another. And he will contemplate the sun as it is. Will he not then proceed to argue that it is the sun who gives the season and the years, and is the guardian of all that is in the visible world, and in a certain way the cause of all things which his fellows have been accustomed to behold? Clearly he would first see the sun, and then reason about it. And when he remembered his old habitation and what was the wisdom of the cave and his fellow prisoners, do you not suppose that he would bless himself for the change? Pity them? And if they were in the habit of conferring honors among themselves on those who were the quickest to observe the passing shadows, and to remark which of them went before and which followed after, and which were together, and who were therefore best able to draw conclusions as to the future, do you think that he would care for such honors and glories, or envy the possessors of them? Would he not say with Homer, "Better to be the poor servant of a poor master, and to endure anything rather than think as they do, and live after their manner"? Imagine once more such a one coming suddenly out of the sun, to be replaced in his old situation. Would he not be certain to have his eyes full of darkness? And if there were a contest of measuring the shadows, and he had to compete with the prisoners who had never moved out of the den, while his sight was still weak, and before his eyes had become steady, wouldn't they all laugh at him and say he had spoiled his eyesight by going up there? But it was better not to even think of ascending. And if anyone tried to release another and lead him up to the light. Let them only catch the offender, and they would put him to death. It is the task of the enlightened not only to ascend to learning and to see the good, but to be willing to descend again to those prisoners and to share their troubles and their honors, whether they are worth having or not. And this they must do, even with the prospect of death. They shall give of their help to one another, wherever each class is able to help the community.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back in the final segment. I'll get into the censorship going on. 21st century censorship, you can absolutely be assured of that. Phase 1, Phase 2, and now Phase 3 of the memory holding of the TV show Conspiracy Theory. Full details in the final segment. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Okay, so back in early November, the Police State episode of Ventura Show aired that I consulted heavily on. It was filled with our footage. Of course, I appeared in it. We went to the local FEMA camps. We went and confronted congressmen. Ventura did. The congressman melted down, denied the legislation, even though they introduced it, the Emergency Centers Act. And then Homeland Security and several congressmen started threatening and putting pressure behind the scenes on Time Warner that owns and controls True TV. True TV and the head of it, what Mark Juris is his name, had never been censored. They had a free hand. They'd sworn to Ventura, don't worry, last year, it's going to air. It got top ratings for True TV. That's high ratings, 1.7, 1.8 million. The first time it airs. They air it over and over and over again. Now, this season came out. They stuck it on Fridays, which a lot of internal people thought was an attempt to make it fail. It still got top ratings on a Friday night. Then we noticed that they didn't re-air the Police State episode. Sure enough, Ventura called. You heard him here a few weeks ago, confirmed. Deep six at the top. Now we've noticed that they have not been airing or barely re-airing. Like, they'll air one of the other not as hard-hitting ones two or three times compared to airing the JFK once. JFK is getting deep sixed. Others are getting deep sixed. And TiVo and other DVRs in their manuals, the two-way TiVos, you know, that's coming in off cable, they admittedly sell on the side what you watch and what you do, your psychological profile for advertising that, you know, targets you through direct mail, internet, and other ways, just like Google does. And they track what you're watching, what you're recording. And they never, I've looked this up, never go in and erase things off DVRs remotely. Though they have that power. We have had emails the last month pouring in. So we've done tests here at the office. I've had other people do tests. It's true. They are erasing, not, and a federal Jack's done tests. We are Change have done tests. They'll show video of the DVR, and then they'll only erase certain ones. What are they erasing? If you had the Police State episode, they went into your computer, into your DVR, and erased it. You could have last season's, this season's. You could have 15 other episodes. That episode they erase. That one episode of 16. Now they're remotely, and we're getting emails from everybody confirming this, they're erasing the JFK, Wall Street, water. I mean, do you think they want people knowing they're putting poison in the water and all the admissions? And these emails are just pouring in. And yes, we've confirmed it. Yes, Federal Jack's confirmed it. We Are Changes confirmed it. We've confirmed it. It's going on. In fact, there's videos online on YouTube that show where it's been erased inside the DVRs. And a lot of them are getting erased off YouTube now. They do not want you seeing this, especially that Police State episode. It only aired once. Quote, I wanted to bring to your attention all the shows that we recorded on our direct TV DVR of Jesse Ventura's show, season 1 and 2, were removed without mine and my husband's permission. We do not have any settings on our DVR which would allow or permit the shows to be erased and deleted from our direct TV receiver recorder. We discovered this when we went to see what show was recorded this past Friday. And other emails tell the same story, and it's not all their shows, it's just these. Others say it's just the JFK episode, or it's just the water episode, or the Wall Street. My TiVo erased my JFK episode. I recorded the encore presentation and transferred to my PC via TiVo VO Desktop 2.7. If you have a network TiVo Vivo, TiVo, then only sure way to keep your program is a TiVo desktop. It's a shame, but I have had two conspiracy theory episodes disappear now. Thank you for your time. Absolutely. This is what's going on, folks. Don't take this information for granted.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.